Prayers. Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless. Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we then, unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above, to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the results of all our counsels, maybe to the glory of thine blessed name. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members,
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I rise that SO5 to be suspended for the business of the House to commence.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The eyes have it.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I would like to make a quick correction on the order paper. Item number 3B, second to the last line. Construction of the, please do the necessary correction. Thank you very much.
Mr. Clerk, take note.
Attention, Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
Mr. Speaker, I rise on SO 26, 1 and 2. With your leave, Mr. Speaker.
26, 1 and 2.
1 and 2, sir.
Please, honorable member. Hold on, remember. Any seconder?
Yes, so second.
To the motion for amendment?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I've not seen the Minister of Agriculture yet. So I would like to again make this amendment. Minister, leader of government business.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye.
A counter motion, Mr. Speaker.
Those against say nay. A counter motion?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yes.
Mr. Speaker, time and time again, we have made it very clear in this well that whenever there is a document relating to any ministry or any MDA, if the minister cannot, make himself available, let there be somebody, a senior member of the ministry. If that is the case, let us don't renege on what we said in this well. If we continue that way, they will always persist in laying document without them being here. Mr. Speaker, I want to appeal that
Okay. Honorable leader. Uh-huh. I totally agree with you. We have been saying this time in, time out in this world of parliament. We will not continue a thing like this. Mr. Leader, for today. Okay, the minister is here. Okay. Thank God.
Draw, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the amendment. The honorable minister is here.
Noted, noted. And the honorable member that wanted to. The honorable member that wanted to. To do the motion. Yes. Yes. Yes, I. Yes, honorable member.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As stated earlier,
yes, honorable.
I said I rose, as stated earlier, I rose on SO26, and Mr. Speaker, SO26, 1 and 2, these two numerical citations are so clear that I will not bore this house to read them here. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking that, Mr. Speaker, we are kindly asking that you adjourn the sitting to go to room one and have deliberation in lieu of section 74.4 of the 1991 Constitution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, honorable member, I totally agree with you. But in the circumstances, I want to plead. Of course, you gave me an assignment, not so? The entire House gave me an assignment. Please, this sitting is not going to last for more than 30 minutes. Let's just conclude this one and go to committee room one. Let me report accordingly. Of course, we have all the time. We have all the time to discuss 74.4. So don't worry. We are going to committee room one immediately after sitting. Let me report. And we have all the time in the world to move the necessary motion in respect of 74.4. Please, honorable member.
Accepted, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. So, yes, let's proceed.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th February 2020.
Yes, honorable members. Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th February 2020. Page 1. page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Can a member move?
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder? Any seconder?
I second the motion.
All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13 February 2020 has been adopted. Lane of papers. A. The Leader of Government's Business, Honorable CDM Tunis.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I beg to lay on the table the Independent Police Complaints Board, IPCB, Annual Report 2019.
Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, the Leader of Government Business has just laid on the table of this House and a report from the Independent Police Complaints Board. Mr. Speaker, we have no objection to that, but the police, with a recent report that we just read in the local papers, about the state of our police. If any document is coming to this House relating to the police, I think we need them to be here. Mr. Speaker, I'm saying this again, out of a personal experience I got with the police. This is an Independent Police Board report. Agreed. All these documents are fine, Mr. Speaker. But I want to say categorically that our police is now becoming something else. And I'll tell you why. Out of a personal experience, Mr. Speaker, I was hit by a vehicle, unidentified. Mr. Speaker, it will amaze you to know that the police force, I got a call from them only on the 8th day after the incident. And on the night when the incident happened, my vehicle slept at the Aberdeen Police. Mr. Speaker,
Honorable Member,
I'm coming, Mr. Speaker. Let me finish.
Hold on.
I'm just using this opportunity
to state
exactly
I know.
What I think about the police and why they need to be here whenever we have a document relating to the police force.
I know. So what do you want to do? Do you want to move an application that this document be debated?
That is what I want to say.
I'm
using this as a prelude to making that and establishing why I want that to be done. So, in that respect, Mr. Speaker, I want us to look at this document and move a motion that this document be debated in as much as it is a report by the police board. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are you moving the motion now, or you want to move the motion?
I thereby move that this document that has been laid on the well of this House be debated by the Independent Police Board.
Any seconder?
I still second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The motion moved by Honorable Hassan ACC has been carried.
And Honorable Hassan, you insist that, because let this one be recorded, you insist that during the course of the debate, we have the presence of the police here, not so?
Definitely so, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, Mr. Clark, take note of that. Can we proceed?
B, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with your leave, I beg to lay on the table of this honorable House the following paper. Cabinet decision to establish the Sierra Leone Foreign Service Academy and proposal for the ratification of the agreement with the People's Republic of China on the construction of the Sierra Leone Foreign Service Academy.
And C, the Minister of Agriculture and Forestry.
Yes.
Before he does,
yes, proceed.
I know the decision rests with you, but I will be very much happy if, after laying the paper, we can still get the Minister to be with us for another 30 minutes before he leaves.
Okay.
With your permission, sir.
Certainly, certainly.
Thank you very much, Mr.
So,
Speaker.
Mr. Minister, just after laying the papers, make sure you are here for the next 30 minutes.
I will beg for the minister, Mr. Speaker. I will beg. No, I will beg the honourable leader of opposition.
No, let him wait. Let him wait. Because when members of parliament go to these ministries, they keep them outside. Otherwise, I will add the 30 minutes. I will make it 1 hour, in fact.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with your leave, I beg to lay on the table for this honorable House the following paper. The National Fertilizer Regulatory Regulation 2020, the National Fertilizer Regulatory Agency Act 2018, Act number 4 of 2018, Statutory Instrument number 3 of 2020.
Honorable members, before we go any further, I wish to recognize the presence of two visitors that are here this morning with us. They are here to assess our parliament, the Parliament of Sierra Leone, against CPA benchmarks, democratic benchmarks. At this stage, may I recognize the presence of Anthony Staddon? Anthony Staddon. Anthony Staddon is a consultant at the CPA Secretariat. Anne Schuster. Anne Schuster is the programs manager at the CPA Secretariat. You are welcome to the Republic of Sierra Leone Parliament. Yeah. Proceed. Proceed.
Government motion.
Okay, Mr. Minister, you can go. With the leave of the leader of the opposition, you can leave.
Government motion. The Minister of Development.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, be it resolved that this honorable house ratify the G7 Charter that was laid on the table of this house on Tuesday, the 29th, October 2019. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the House might be aware that the G7 group was established in 2010 as an intergovernmental organization of conflict-affected countries to help achieve peace and stability through peer learning in the areas of country-owned peace and state building and advocating for better engagement therein. The G7 is comprised of Afghanistan, Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Comoros, Cote d'Ivoire, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Haiti, Liberia, Papua New Guinea, Sao Tome and Principe, Sierra Leone, Somalia, Solomon Islands, South Sudan, Timor-Leste, Togo, and Yemen. The current chair of the group is Sierra Leone, represented by Dr. Francis Kakai, the Honorable Minister of Planning and Economic Development. And the Deputy Chair is Afghanistan, represented by Dr. Nahid Sarabi, the Deputy Minister of Policy of the Ministry of Finance. The headquarters of G7 Plus is housed in the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste, with a hub in Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the G7 Plus Charter was adopted at the third ministerial meeting of the G7 Plus held in Lomé, Togo on 30th May 2014, and it was approved by the Cabinet of the Government of Sierra Leone in January 2015. For the Charter to be legalized, it is incumbent upon member states that it must be ratified by their respective parliaments. The ratification of the Charter will support the setting up of proposed G7 Plus Parliamentary Union that will serve the G7 Plus member states because of the following reasons. One, G7 Plus will become a globally recognized body that can influence decisions at the United Nations and other global entities. Secondly, working as a bloc provides us a very strong voice and a negotiating power that will benefit member states. This could lead to an increase in allocation of resources to member states and to Sierra Leone as chair. Third, strengthening lobbying for increased allocation of resources from international financial institutions providing support to G7 Plus countries. Fourth, increasing Sierra Leone's visibility and global leadership in international forums and the benefit accrued as a result. Five, enhanced national acceptance and collaboration from key stakeholders and on matters relating to peace and national cohesion. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it is important for me to outline major achievements of the G7 Plus since its formation, which are as follows. One, the adoption of a new deal for engagement of fragile states and its peace building and state building goals. Two, peer learning cooperation founded on pillars of solidarity and volunteerism. Three, the G7 Plus has become a platform for negotiation on negotiating the principles of engagement with donors. Four, securing a standalone goal on peace building and state building within the Global Agenda 2030, goal number 16 on just, inclusive, and peaceful societies. Five, regular engagement of the margins of the United Nations Assembly, high-level week, to consolidate the voice of conflict-affected countries on related matters. Six, the G7 Plus has become an interface on debate related to sustainable peace and conflict prevention. Seven, develop the operationalized a concept of cooperation among conflict-affected countries known as Fragile to Fragile Cooperation, to facilitate sharing of tangible experiences. 8, establish a G7 Plus Foundation to further consolidate and provide sharing of country experiences that can help in achieving peace and stability. And lastly, 9, the G7 Plus obtained observer status at the United Nations General Assembly on the 18th of December, 2019. This is significant for Sierra Leone, which is currently the chair of the group. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, in view of the benefits of the G7 Plus to the government of the people of Sierra Leone, I wish to move that G7 Plus charter that was laid out on the table of this honorable house on Tuesday 29th of October 2019 be ratified. I thank you all for your attention.
Honorable members, the question is, be it resolved that this honorable court, this honorable house ratified the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the house on Tuesday 29th October 2019. The debate begins. Honorable members, let's be as brief as possible. No controversy. Yes. Then the leaders. Hold on. No. The leaders.
Mr. Speaker, my leader is here, but I have been given the respect
and privilege
of wrapping up as leader. So did they mean I want him back? SO2. Thank you very much. I think we all agreed that ratifying a document of this nature is not one that has any controversy. So there is no need for us to debate the issue, because I think we've accepted the document has been laid in the well of parliament for quite a while now. So if there was anything wrong about it, it might have been raised, and there might have been a move for a debate. That not been done, Mr. Speaker, I think I just want to ask colleagues that will hastily ratify this document, because we know the G7 group has established and membership there that have been read by the minister. It's very clear. All of them, all of these institutions, all of these organizations are all geared towards achieving our developmental goals, which I think we all start as one in trying to pursue them. So, Mr. Speaker, I want to ask my colleagues that will hastily ratify this document and let the institution go to work. Since now we have the chair, we must use that opportunity to benefit our country and the group as a whole. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Leader, I respectfully urge you to allow the deputy leader to conclude, because he wanted to say something.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, for giving me the opportunity to wrap up.
Thank you. The whole issue about G7 is about countries emanating from conflicts. And it has been fully expressed by the minister, and the composition of the G7 Charter Plus, he has expressed to us what it entails. Because we went through brutal civil war with experience, a conflict nation. Now we are trying to strengthen our democracy. In the days of Napoleon, those who read history said, in time of war, they are ready for peace. In time of peace, you're ready for war. At this time, we are not going to ready for war, but we are going to ready for progress, development. As clearly enshrined in Article 2 of this agreement, Mr. Speaker, with your leave, before I wrap up, promote good governance, Article 2, subsection 4, promote good governance and effective institutions, and to assist each other in development within our member states in the sphere of politics, public administration, decentralization, natural resources, economic and finance. So it's just what I cited. It's not for us to ready for another war, but we are trying to strengthen the institutions that we have. In democratic states now, in modern democracies, we believe in having strong institutions. So because of that, it's good for us to be part and parcel of this G7 Plus Charter, and in fact, taking part in the secretariat, because the agreement is talking about the formation of the secretariat ratification. So we ratifying this one is a very good thing for our country. And we can also share our experience with other countries that think they feel the only way to bring your country to light is to involve in conflict. For us, we believe conflict is a backward system in modern democracy in the 21st century. So as we said, we do have controversies with this. Thank you very much, all of you, for consenting that this document is a very good document. We can use it to develop our country and working with other member states that have just experienced conflict. It's good for us to have things like this. And I want to say thanks to the leader of government business for attending the summit on this particular program. We just discussed it a couple of days ago that it's good for us. And we have a good package for this team, Mr. Speaker. And there are going to be parliamentary network on this. So, in fact, Mwegwa is the chairman for that committee. Honorable Mwegwa. So you are the chairman for that committee. So we have been moving with pace, with time. Honorable Mwegwa is the chairman. Can you please give him a round of applause? Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much, presiding. God bless us all.
Yes, Mr. Minister. Have you got anything to say?
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank this Honorable House for giving a strong consideration to the document that was presented. So I therefore conclude by, be it resolved that this Honorable House ratify the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, the 29th October, 2019. Thank you very much.
Honorable members, the question is, be it resolved that this Honorable House ratify the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 29th October, 2019. One, the G7 Plus Charter. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Mr. Minister, you can go.
Government motion by the Minister of Development has been approved.
Yes, Honorable Member.
I stand on SO23. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Member. I am bringing this under SO23 for the first and the last time. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, it wants to become a habit. And I have been getting complaints from my caucus, the women. And I believe we are here as sisters to you people, friends, colleagues, I won't say wives because you have your own wives. But you can treat us like your wives. The respect that you give to your wife, you should be giving it to us women here. We believe we are here as partners in development. We are not here to be intimidated, humiliated, or use any insulting language on us. If they have done it to any one of them, any one of my colleagues, tomorrow they will do it to the mama of the house. And we are not. I am not going to take it candidly. That is why I'm bringing it here before we take another further intervention or investigation or whatever. we have to nip it on the bud, because it has started here. That's why I am bringing it here, so that you can be informed and take immediate action. There has been an insult on Honorable Yei one month ago, and this weekend, last weekend, in Bo, on Honorable Lolo Tonge. So that's why we are bringing it here. The letter will meet you by an honorable, he knows himself. We are bringing it to you for an immediate intervention, because women can make and unmake. We can break and make. We are here to work together. We are here for you to protect us. We want your protection. We are fighting for this affirmative action, 30%, and we are just 17. So don't try to intimidate us. And we will not take it. Any intimidation, any humiliation, we will not take it. It's enough, and I'm saying this, it's enough, and we are going to write official letter to you and the leadership so that you can put a stop to them. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable Veronica Kadisisi, I thank you very much for exercising the kind of maturity in not naming the individual that did it. Because we don't want a thing like this to go to the public about a member of parliament. Thank God you did not mention the name of the individual. But our advice, Honorable Kadisisi, our advice that you do a formal letter of complaint to the Ethics Committee of Parliament to look at the situation and report accordingly. And I will take this opportunity to encourage honorable members, especially with the male honorable members, to be very, very careful when we deal with our female counterparts. They are supposed to be protected. They are supposed to be guarded. We are supposed to support them. It is not our place to begin to intimidate them or to humiliate them. Please, please, honorable members, I personally will not take kindly to any male member of parliament insulting a female counterpart. As men, I'm not being judgmental at this stage, but as men, we are expected to be very strong and to protect our women. So please, Honorable Kadisisi, I take it on board. Please do a letter of complaint to the Ethics Committee to address that issue accordingly. Yes, honorable members, yes. Honorable Edwin here. The mic.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it is with a heavy heart to report report the death of my niece, Mrs. Matilda Binya. Yes. Forget that's not it. I'm not saying this.
Honorable members, he has not made any application for money.
For assistance from that, no. But up to her demise, she lost her husband 6 months ago. Those who know Mrs. Binya, of course, Mr. Binya, too, of blessed memory, was the first chairman of Bon District Council. And Mrs. Binya, since the demise of her father, who was my eldest brother, she was particularly handed over to me as an uncle to take care of her. So I've been playing the role of a father until her demise. I'm not asking this house to whatever, but I'm bringing to the fore so that you can, those who know her personally, can get the message. So with that, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, that's what I have reported. I thank you all.
It's all right, honorable member. Yes, honorable Mario.
Mr. Speaker.
After honorable Mario, honorable Daniel Krumah.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. It is with deep concern that I report to you an incident, a very sad incident in my constituency. About 2 weeks ago, there was a fire disaster at Kindandara at in the Konmaga Chiefdom. 48 houses were burnt down, and a child was also killed. Now, Mr. Speaker, I went there personally with some clothing, food items for the villagers, and also for the security men that have been deployed in the area. There is the allegation that some men were seen on bikes and that they set fire on one of the houses and this fire extended. Of course, I'm saying an allegation. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, you see, the problem, my fear is I'm not sure this matter is being treated with the concern that it deserves. Imagine 48 houses in one village and a child losing his life in that particular fire. We are 2 weeks now into this incident, and there hasn't been any headway as to know actually the cause of the fire or to have some help coming to these people. I did it as their own representative. Now what I'm doing, what I'm saying here is I'm appealing through this medium, I'm appealing to all the sons of Honmaga at home and abroad to come to the aid of these poor villagers. I mean, when I went there, I mean, on arrival, you will think that there is nobody in the village. But take 5 to 10 minutes, you see people coming from the bushes. I mean, they are using the shades of trees as shelter for now. This is a big disaster. Apart from the help I'm asking for, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want us all to take this as a concern, especially for the wild bushfires in this country. Because I'm not sure Kindandara has been the only village that has suffered. Before this one, there was another fire disaster that destroyed all the plantations at other areas in this same chiefdom. Like Soli, they lost their cashew plantations. I mean, and there was another village, sorry, Mankaya also. I mean, bushfires from all over the places. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, please, I'm asking for help. Whoever has anything to help the people of Kindandara.
Una leader game on you.
The mic, use the mic.
You will imagine, put yourself in the places of these people. I mean, please, I'm appealing to everybody. not just the people of Honmara, but all Sierra Leoneans, whoever is opportune to do so, to help my people. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Honorable Mario, I advise that you inform the police in respect of the allegation of arson against some individuals that you said were on a motorbike that lit the fire. And you also report to the ONS for some relief services.
Mr. Speaker, they are all aware.
Okay, okay.
I talked to the LUC in Cambia and also the Paramount Chief.
Okay. Follow that up and let's know.
Thank
Honorable
you.
Member, Honorable Daniel Krumah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. For allowing me to catch your eyes. Mr. Speaker, I stand on SO 23 on 2 points. The first point relates to the current developments at our darling emergency hospital. If you can recall, that issue had been raised here by a member of parliament regarding the threat involving the continuous existence and operations of emergency hospital. As I speak to you now, the most important department of the emergency hospital has been closed. That is the children's department. Imagine another 1 year, you are sick of deadly disease. And that emergency hospital provides free quality medical service to the government of Sierra Leone. And by extension, to the people. I'm not sure if the president is even aware. But in our capacity, as MPs, it is our responsibility to inform him in the event he is not aware. Under his watch, our darling hospital is closing. The most important department is closing down. Had it not been for the guidance provided in SO 21-1H, I would have been tempted to invoke SO 19. Had it not been for the guidance of SO 21-1H, I would have been tempted to invoke SO 19 to comply with Section 38, Subsection 1 and 2 of the 1991 Constitution. But as you will speak now, I will not, because I'm guided. If I dare to, I know the hammer of the speaker will cross my head. So I will not even bother. But the reason, maybe I can provide an alternative solution instead of going to that dangerous path. I will not invoke SO 19. Because you can agree with me that the reason for all this may be, I'm not saying certainly, but it may be because the representation of that constituency, which is constituency 110, has no voice in parliament for the past 6 months. The people of that area has no privilege for their concerns to be aired through their representatives in parliament here. Out of 132 constituencies, it's only constituency 110 that has no voice in parliament. It's that they have no voice. It can be voice of the people or voice of the court. It doesn't matter. It is all provided for by the Constitution. Voice of the court is permitted. Voice of the people is permitted.
Honorable Member,
yes,
are you aware that there is any matter sub judice relating to that hospital?
That is why I said I will not invoke SO 19.
Are you aware?
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm aware. That's why I refuse to invoke SO 19.
Proceed.
That would have been my best. In fact, I've even prepared my document, but I withdraw this document. I will not even go ahead. I've advised myself. You know, so that is one thing, but I can provide you alternative solution in the meantime, if that is permitted by you. That irrespective of whether I sub judice or not, but for the purpose of, not for the voice of the people, that is sub judice, but for the purpose of operations of emergency,
the relevant committee can summon
the Minister of Health and also the emergency hospital to know why the children's department has been folded up. Hold on. Not on the voice of the people.
Hold on, Honorable Daniel Cromer.
Yes, sir.
I asked you because I am personally not aware, and I want to believe the majority of members here are not aware. Are you aware?
It is true.
You might be aware about the closing down of a particular department, but maybe you are not aware as to the fact that there is a matter in court relating to that particular hospital. Are you aware? You are not aware. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, there's.
So please bring us up to speed if you have any information.
No, well,
because as representatives of the people,
yes, sir,
we can bend backwards to accept certain things.
Yes, and that's what I'm proposing. Yeah. That the relevant committee. But if you are saying, apart from the representation, which I know is sub judice, if you are saying that there is also another matter in court relating to the very emergency hospital, then I think my suggestion will not work. If that is the case. I'm only aware of the matter regarding representation of the people of emergency, the area. That's question 110. But I'm not aware of another court hearing in respect of emergency, direct emergency. I'm not aware of that.
Honorable member, make your application.
Thank you. So make in that case, under that rubric, I move that the relevant committee summon the Minister of Health and the administration of emergency hospital to delve into the details as to why, what are the underlying reasons for the closure of that department, the children's department. Okay. That is my application. That's
any seconder? Any seconder?
I so say.
Any seconder?
No.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
And are you?
Yeah, even if I'm going to second the motion, just hear me first, please.
No, I want to second that now. I just want to second that. You can provide explanation later.
I second.
You second?
Yes.
Any counter motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Mr. Chairman, ensure that you summon the Minister of Health and the Administration of Emergency to a meeting and submit a report, please, to Parliament. It's very important because this has to do with the welfare of our people. It has to do with the welfare of our people. And we all know this, we are not joking about this. Hold on, Honorable, you talk. We all know that the emergency hospital has been providing free medical services for, I think, over 10 years now. So we should be concerned, as members of parliament representing our people, we should be concerned that hospital, as important as it is about shutting down. We can't allow that. And of course, as members of parliament, we deserve to know. We deserve to know. Yeah, Honorable Jockey.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And also, I want to say thanks to my colleague, Honorable Member. The issue of emergency hospital, of course, the last time we got information from the former Honorable Member, the committee made a frank effort. We went to the scene, of course, and the findings were, of course, tabled in the Well of Parliament. For the closure of the pediatrics department of emergency hospital, of course, as the Honorable Member alleged, is true. I'm aware of it. But I've consulted with the minister, of course. He had already given me the light that, yes, they are not seeing the lies. It is true. And, of course, the closure is permanent. I said, what is the reason behind this? The reason behind this is that emergency hospital is for orthopedics and also trauma cases. The pediatric treatment which they were given, of course, it was very much good for this country, but then they decided to just concentrate on their specialty. That is the major reason why they've closed down that particular aspect. But for other members, these people have been summoned and they are to appear before the committee today. So if you have any issue, if you have any issue to put across, you are invited to be part of this particular meeting today. That is what I have to say.
Okay, then, Honorable Member, when do you think a report of your findings will be placed before this House.
Well, now this thing has come up. After a meeting with the ministry, I will table the report.
When? How long?
Pretty soon, anyway, Honorable.
No. Give me a definite timeline. Honorable Chairman, give me a definite timeline, please.
Please don't put words in my mouth. I promise to give you on the 3rd.
On the 3rd?
Yeah.
Any sitting around the 3rd?
I will lay that on the table of the Parliament.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Too.
And Honorable Member, Honorable Jockey, please ensure that you do the best. For God and country, do the best.
Mr. Speaker, I will.
Yes. Honorable members, please, immediately after this sitting, immediately, please, let's go to Committee Room 1 for proper reporting. And please ensure that colleagues who are outside the well are informed so that we'll go there immediately. Please, honorable members, I mean immediately. Proceed.
Announcement. Members of Parliament are informed that the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, representatives are in country to conduct the CPA benchmark for democratic legislatures. In respect thereof, members are kindly encouraged to have a group meeting with the representatives today, Thursday, 20th February, 2020. Venue, Committee Room 1, time 1 p.m. prompt. Committee on Gender and Children's Affairs. All honorable members of the aforementioned committee are invited to a familiarization meeting today, Thursday, 20th February, immediately after sitting at the new administrative building. All members of the Committee on Finance are invited to a very important meeting. Immediately sitting is adjourned in Committee Room 1. Please endeavor to attend. There will be a meeting of the members of the Committee on Lands today, immediately after sitting, at Committee Room 1. Signed, Honorable Quintin Saliakone. Members of the Committee on Information and Communications are hereby informed that there will be a brief in-house meeting today, immediately after sittings. Venue, Members' Lounge. Signed, Honorable Matthew Numa. And the Anti-Corruption Commission made available the asset declaration forms last week, and honorable members are encouraged to take their forms. For those of you who have not yet received their forms, you can take it from my humble self, Ismail Aikaba, at the administrative building, room 205. Thank you.
Honorable members, this sitting is adjourned to Thursday, 27th February, 2020.